This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
With the primaries coming up, Democrats and Republicans in Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, and North Carolina will be heading to the polls on Tuesday. Some special races are considered toss-ups. For more, let's bring in Roll Call Politics reporter Bridget Bowman. Thank you for joining us, Bridget.
Thank you for having me.
So Leland was out in the field yesterday. He was in Ohio, obviously one of the states that we're talking about. He had an interview with Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor. She said something that caught my attention, and I want to just play the soundbite for you and get your reaction. So listen here.
We in Ohio, we support, and I support President Trump, build the wall, secure our borders, shut down sanctuary cities in the state of Ohio and across our country, keep our people safe, keep the promises that you made, and in fact, that's exactly what President Trump is doing.
All politics are local. Does that sum up a theme that we're going to be seeing starting on Tuesday? Obviously, as the weeks continue, we're going to be seeing primaries in other states really sticking to their alliances with the president.
Yes, that's right. That's been a central theme of a lot of these Republican primaries, our candidates trying to say, I will be the strongest ally for President Trump. That's in part because the president is still really popular in a number of these states where Senate Democrats are on defense. Remember, there are 10 Senate Democrats in states that President Trump won in 2016. The states that you mentioned, Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana, are all three of them. They're going to be really competitive Senate races, places where Republicans think that they can pick up some seats, though Democrats say that they have really strong incumbents in these states as well. But the involvement of the president is certainly going to be interesting to watch. He's actually heading to Indiana after the primary. I wouldn't be surprised if the Republican nominee is there or mentioned and becomes, you know, part of this movement by the administration to say we want our people in the Senate.
Right, right. You brought up Democrats, and so I wanted to ask you, Democrats are defending a number of seats, and I'm curious if there's a division between the far right, left, the progressive sort of wing of the Democratic Party. Is that going to be a conflict? Are they going to have trouble sort of finding a common voice?
It could be more so in the House. In the Senate side, these Democrats that are on defense are, you know, pretty solid in their position. They haven't seen that kind of far-left challenge. But on the House side, where we have a lot of competitive primaries, a lot of crowded primaries, we have some of this kind of liberal, more centrist divide. And that's something we're going to be watching as the primaries move forward, who actually wins these contests. And if it's people that are further to the left, could that cause a problem for Democrats in the general election, especially in these swing seats that are dominated by moderate voters? That kind of remains to be seen and is something we're certainly going to be watching as the primaries move forward.
I'm also sort of curious when we talk about, and Leland also brought up some of the commercials that he was seeing. A lot of people were saying outsiders, but the commercials are getting, and I know we say this every time, but they're just getting nasty and they're just getting ugly. Are we going to be seeing that really throughout the course of the primary season? And also, will we see if these deep red states come out on top, the Republicans come out on top at the beginning, is that going to create momentum? Are all these factors going to sort of come into play as we go longer in the primary season?
Right. Well, in terms of the ugliness of the ads, the Indiana and the West Virginia primaries have certainly been called some of the ugliest primaries that we've seen so far. When I've kind of traveled and talked to voters, that's something that voters really don't like, but it's something that operatives say is effective.
Is it really?
Yeah. So you see the sort of divide. It'll be interesting to see if people start to stray away from negative ads, if there is more of a pushback from voters against that, but it'll be interesting also to see after the primaries if people coalesce around the nominees, even though there was this divisive primary fight leading up to that.
Go back to the old axiom, people do that which they get rewarded for, and the voter continues to, though they reject all these negative ads, they continue to reward the people that are running the negative ads. So go figure, you know. So it says, hey, why should we abandon what's working? You know, just keep running those negative ads. But the problem that you run into is how much incoming is taken in when you've got all this infighting going on, whether it's Democrat or Republican. I mean, it's kind of vicious. It's definitely reflects what's going on in the culture today. It's not a kind, gentler culture that we live in today, is it? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us right here.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop,
hey, checking our time, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Peter J. Farrar is going to be joining us in just a moment. Senior fellow with the Goodman Center for Public Policy Research. Going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is happiness for humanity. And at the core of our happiness is this sense of productivity. You know, God told us to go out, be fruitful, and multiply. That wasn't one of those, you know, things that, hey, I think you ought to do this, you know. It was a commandment to go out and do it. And why did God tell us to do that? Because I believe that embedded in that commandment was a core reason for our existence. And we're going to talk further about that after this conversation with Mr. Ferrara, with Dr. Emerson Eggerichs in his book, The Four Wheels of God, the way he directs our steps and frees us to direct our own. But as you've heard many times on this show, I believe at the core of humanity's happiness is this sense of productivity. And I believe that's what was thwarted so dramatically in the last decade, is people weren't working. I mean, our unemployment rate now is at 3.9%, I believe, is the latest report, lowest it's been, in forever, it seems like, at least 20 years. And so, and it continues to move that way. What we hear from corporate America is that, hey, I got jobs, I just don't have people. So we need to, get people, get to work and upgrade and help them understand where those good jobs are. But as I mentioned, Peter Farrar joins us, senior fellow with the Goodman Center for Public Policy Research. And his study, if you work, it's almost impossible to be poor, is what he says. Peter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good. Glad to be here.
Hey, good to be here to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that's about human productivity. I mean, our GDP level is continuing to increase here under this new administration, because I believe that the handcuffs have been taken off, have thwarted a lot of these regulations that were thwarting productivity. But, we have the issue of poverty here in our country, and since the era of Lyndon Baines Johnson, something like $22 trillion, the war on poverty, and we've gone from 15% to 15.1%. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, it was the deregulation plus the tax reform that explains why we're now enjoying this economic boom. We should have had a recovery in 2009. We did not under Obama's socialist economics, which never worked. Democrats have not figured that out yet, but they missed this. They were asleep in the 20th century. They didn't notice that socialism failed in the 20th century, but the rest of the world did. But in any event, that's the explanation for why we have an economic boom now. Mm-hmm. So here's the solution: to completely eliminate poverty in America and have a 0% poverty rate. Under the current minimum wage, plus the current earned income tax credit, plus the current child tax credit, that equals or exceeds the poverty line. Every possible family combination. Single mother with one child, single mother with two children, single mother with three children, single mother with four children. That covers just about everybody. And in independency and poverty, and all of them would be listed to the poverty level or above just by those three actions alone. So I explained in detail in the study how we should, in 1996, we reformed one federal state welfare program, mm-hmm. the old Aid to Families with Dependent Children program, ASDC program. We sent that back to the states in what is called block grants. Block grants means they can federal government continues its funding of the program, but the authority of the program is transferred to the state. And they did that under new rules in 1996. So previously, they had a federal matching formula. The more the state spent, the more federal money they'd send to the state. It was like the federal government paying the state to spend more on welfare. And so the states did. They signed up everybody they could for welfare under those programs. In 96, they changed that. They said, it's now a fixed, finite block grant. We're going to help you finance this program for the poor, but we're going to give you a fixed amount of money. No more matching federal financing. If you have authority over the program, you run it as what will best serve the poor people in your state. But if you cost more than the amount of the block grant, you, the state, will have to pay for that out of your own taxpayers' pockets. If it costs less, however, you get to keep the savings. Under those incentives, and with a work requirement as a contingency for the block grant, the states proved highly effective in getting people to work. So 2/3 of the people who were dependent on ASDC welfare, within a couple of years, they went to work. They got off the program and they went to work. Mm. And it was important. The liberals had said that can never happen. These poor people on welfare can't work or whatever. Their incomes increased 25% as a result. But for taxpayers, after 10 years, the program cost 50% less than it would have otherwise based on prior trends. So the poor gained and the taxpayers gained. And so what I propose in the study is expanding that now. There's more than 100 more federal means-tested welfare programs and operating on the same basis with this federal matching financing formula. And so I said, block grant them all back to the state. Give the states total control over all those programs. Mm-hmm. Federal state taxpayers are spending $1 trillion a year today on these programs. And they basically pay the bottom 20% of the income ladder basically not to work. It's $1 trillion a year paying them not to work. Wow. If you go to work and you no longer become poor, then you don't get any more of this public assistance. Mm.
And that's a tough deal. I mean, because it's more than just not working. I mean, it's medical care for their children. I mean, this is so comprehensive that, again, we go back to the basics, that old great American business principle that says people will do that which they get rewarded for. So if we're rewarding them not to work, well, then they're not going to work.
And the other thing is, the other fundamental cause of poverty that we're rewarding them for, there's basically two causes of poverty: not working and having children outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the welfare system is actually the root cause of poverty. That's why these inner city urban ghettos we see actually started arising in the 1960s, because that's when this war on poverty began. It really was a war on the poor, because these urban ghettos that this welfare created didn't do anybody any good. And if we reverse these programs and send it back to the states, I then discuss what the state should do, which is based on the old Reagan workfare concept. Mm. So as long as you're not disabled and you're capable of working, you make the public assistance contingent on reporting for work in the morning. And if you do, under the plan I discussed in the paper, you're guaranteed to get a work assignment. And they'll try like a temp agency to find you a job in a private company for a day or two. There are private temp agencies out there, which anybody can go to when they're in need of some employment and work for the day. But if they can't find you a job, they'll give you some kind of work assignment, doing something for the city or the county or the state, so you're guaranteed to have some kind of work. So now, you know, there won't be any more poor people. They'll be paid in cash, the minimum wage, at the end of the day. If you need more money, you come back tomorrow and you do it again, like everybody else.
Exactly.
And so... With this, we just actually completely eliminate poverty in America. This is basically a Republican Reagan idea that actually is going to win the war on poverty.
Well, Peter, we've got to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on this. I also, again, I look at it from the psychological impact that this would have on the dignity of Americans right now that feel like somehow they just cannot win. But this is a winning formula for them if they have ears to hear. Peter Ferrara, I'm Bill Martinez Live. More from him right after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes now after.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, I know you hear my cry. Your love is lifting me above all the light. No matter what I face, I know it.
Likas, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation continues with Peter Farrar, the senior fellow at the Goodman Center for Public Policy Research. I know you've asked yourself, like many of us, is, you know, what is going on? Why isn't welfare keeping people out of poverty? Well, Peter says the federal government is spending about $1 trillion a year on 200 means-tested programs, according to his study. Now, if we simply gave that money to the poor, and that's been suggested, it would amount to about $20,000 per person per year, or $80,000 for a family of four. Yet, at last count, the official poverty rate was actually higher than it was 50 years ago when the war on poverty began, Peter. So, you know, you look at these numbers, the empirical evidence is quite clear. And it's no wonder that you have guys like Bernie Sanders and other Democrats saying, hey, well, let's just give the people the money. But what are they going to do with all the bureaucrats they've had in place?
Hi, this is Pete. I'm Peter. You were off the line for a minute. But
I'm sorry. Okay, Peter. Well, I was just saying that, you know, based on your study, answering the question, why isn't welfare keeping people out of poverty after we're spending $1 trillion a year on 200 means-tested programs?
That's because welfare is causing more poverty the way they operate it, mm-hmm. because they're paying people not to work and they're paying people to have children outside of marriage. And those are the two main causes of poverty. Not working and having children outside of marriage. And so it's counterproductive.
Well, we've had 50 years to study this. What is it? Why is this pushback? Is it just that people think, you know, Democrats think, well, we continue to put all this money to the poor, they'll keep reelecting us? Is that, I mean, is that the sole driving factor of this?
Yeah, I think that is the sole driving factor. As a matter of public debate, if you explain how welfare is counterproductive, they tell you you're blaming the victim. And so as far as they're concerned, you know, that's it. The argument's over. You're blaming the victim. Don't tell us, you know, that it's counterproductive. And they, you know, a fundamental issue of our time is that this is, I deal in these public debates all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are incredibly closed-minded on every single issue. They won't listen to anything we say to them on any issue. So, you know, it's like dealing with zombies.
Well, when you think about, and this is what we stress here on our show, Peter, and have been, you know, for a long time, and that is that you got to think about human dignity. What are you doing to somebody when you take them out of the workforce and you give them a handout instead of a hand up?
Well, Arthur Brooks, who's been the president of the American Enterprise Institute, mm-hmm. he's written voluminously on precisely this issue. He says that you know, people are not happy if being on the federal dole. They want to feel like they're taking care of themselves. They get a sense of fulfillment. Their happiness is dependent on being able to provide for themselves. And so he conducts studies on happiness, actually, and he's been a longtime scholar. He just recently retired as president of the American Enterprise Institute, but that's been his argument all along. He's argued that this actually is not good for the poor to just give them subsistence income. They need to have to feel that they are producing it themselves. That's the root of human happiness.
Exactly. And that's what we said in the introduction in the first segment, Peter, that this is one of the foundations, the core foundational issues of human happiness, is people have this sense of being productivity and productive. This was, I believe, one of the problems that happened in the last decade. A lot of people weren't working. They're not happy. And some might say, well, look, if you take care of an immediate problem, and, you know, we all run into problems at times where we need money, and if you take care of an immediate problem, there is that short burst of happiness, but it's not sustainable, because when you are taking money in and out and you're taken out of the workforce, you lose momentum, you lose your sharpness, you're not participating in, you know, in the field of employment, you lose some of your thinking qualities, your knowledge, all these things that are so vital that are going to be meaningful for you down the road, are you not?
Yes, the labor force participation rate is way down. That's reflecting the fact, the impact of welfare. You have millions of adult-age men who are staying home and they used to watch TV, but now they're playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of going to work and gaining skills, work skills, and taking care of themselves, they are staying home on welfare and playing video games. And millions of people, grown men, are doing precisely that. You know, these video games can be a lot of fun, but they're not worth your life. And,
right.
And so this is a mess that we're in, that we've created in America. And, you know, so...
Well, Peter, the other part of the study that I want you to consider maybe down the road, and this is, again, one of these things we've been pointing to, is that, yes, you've got men sitting at home, other people, you know, doing as little as possible. But the fact of the matter is they still have to work. I mean, they still got to eat. So they're going to work somewhere. The challenge and the opportunity at the same time is they've been working under the table. And so you have a lot of money that's not participating in income tax that is paid under the table, and God only knows what that number is. How many millions of dollars are being paid out every month to a black market, and how do we redeem those people back into the labor force to where they are participating? Because, you know, some of them found a way. They figure, oh, look, I got to make $4,000 or $5,000 a month. I'm going to do whatever it is. I'll do it to that point. I make it. I'm fine. I'm back to my video games. Because after all, I mean, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 net to the household without taxes and undeclared, maybe at some point they get caught, but there's no way our government is going to catch everybody. They've got to see that it's beneficial for them to participate, you know, not only for their own good, for the good of everybody else that's carrying the weight for them, paying for our national security and all these other, you know, public benefits.
Well, people at that income level actually don't even pay federal income taxes.
Exactly.
40% of the income. So they don't need to play around in the black market, actually. You know, the bottom 40% of income earners don't pay federal income taxes. And so it's basically a tax-free, at that level of income, you know, you're not paying the same amount of taxes as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly at the federal level, you're basically tax-exempt already. And so you don't even need, it's not even a matter of the black market. That's part of the enormous generosity of our society. It's enormously generous and good-hearted. And so not only do they spend $1 trillion a year on the bottom 20% of the income ladder, they also don't tax them,
mm-hmm.
the bottom 20% of the income ladder. And so So it's like the important thing is to get the economy booming like we are today,
mm-hmm.
and that will draw people into the workforce. And so, you know, that will generate higher wages, and that'll, you know, promote people getting serious and taking care of themselves. And so, so we've already started that now,
mm-hmm.
and we've got pro-growth economic policies. We need to focus more on that.
Yeah, and get out of all this, you know, Russian collusion, delusion stuff and get this country back on track and put our resources in a direction that will catapult us forward. Any big surprises for you on this study, Peter?
Well, no. I've actually, you know, I worked for in the Reagan White House for Reagan's top welfare policy advisor, who had been his policy advisor for decades, Robert mm-hmm. Carlson. And so I've been studying this for decades now, and there was nothing surprising here in doing the study.
Just gave you more empirical evidence of what experience has already taught you along the way. Peter, we got to leave it there. I appreciate your time. Peter Ferrara, senior fellow at the Goodman Institute for Public Policy Research on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, is very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest-rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world has changed. When the church wants to pray,
I don't know about you, but I've never seen nothing happen when we pray. Always something happens. I don't know. I mean, I hear some people say, you know, I've been praying, doesn't happen. I just have not been, I guess I've been very fortunate, and maybe Dr. Emerson Eckridge is with us now, will explain why I'm seeing it one way and other people are not, because we're going to take advantage of Dr. Eckridge here being with us. Of course, we're talking, yes, the world famous Emerson Eckridge, known for love and respect. It gives us a new book called The Four Wills of God, The Way He Directs Our Steps and Frees Us to Direct Our Own. Emerson Eckridge, always good to have you with us. It's been about a year or so, at least, since we've been able to talk on the radio. So good to have you with us this morning.
Hey, no, it is great being with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I just, it's interesting, just a sidebar before we get into your book here regarding prayer. I just have been very fortunate and blessed that where I've been able to see people pray and be around people that are praying, it's, things happen.
Well, definitely. And I think 1 John 3:22 encourages us, and whatever we ask, we receive, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And John the Apostle encourages us with the fact that God does want to respond to us, and he will always respond. It's either yes, no, or wait, but there's always a response. But there's something deeper here, and I think sometimes people need to be reminded that some of the people who experience God's hand in their life, what I call the unique will of God in their life, is because they've aligned their heart with the universal will of God. They're trusting Christ. They're walking in moral purity. They're giving thanks. They're doing what's right when they could do what's wrong when no one is seeing. And they have committed themselves to that kind of lifestyle. And so then when they turn their hearts toward the Lord and ask Him for something, He responds because they're touching His heart and He wants to respond to the desires of theirs. And I think sometimes people who are experiencing these things with God need to be reminded to highlight that. You know, it's been said years ago, people want the blessing, but they don't want to go through the suffering that the person had to go through to get that blessing. And there's a price to pay, but it's really not that significant compared to the benefits that people like yourself encounter. And it just brings us joy, and it's worth it.
Exactly. When Dr. Eggerich talks about suffering, this is the flesh burning is what it is. It's our will against God's will. Whenever I hear you make that statement, Dr. Eggerich, it takes me right back to Genesis in that conversation that God had with Cain. And he summarized it simply after Cain's sacrifice was rejected. He said to him, and this is one of the versions of the word of God, he says, "If you do right, will it not go well for you?" And that is a line that I believe echoes through the millennia and goes back to what you're telling us, is that if we are consistent with the heart of God, if we're doing that which is right, that which is righteous, that which God has established, it will go well for us.
Well, and this is overwhelming at one level for some who may be hearing, well, what do I have to do? Obey all the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, and the 5,000 other commands, and then everything's going to go well with me. And as a pastor for many years, people would come to me, you know, I want God's will for my life. I want Him to lead me. I want to be part of what He's doing. But, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't know, you know, I my conscience sometimes tells me over here, I got an attitude toward my mother. I've got, you know, and so they start beating up on themselves. And as a pastor who had the privilege of studying the Bible 30 hours a week for nearly 20 years as the teaching pastor, I came across four passages in the New Testament that say this is the will of God. It identifies God's will with a specific behavior. Now, all of us know there's more to God's will than these four, but it is as though God is saying, start here. It's as though He highlights these in gold and says, relax. Just start here. Just start here.
Right.
And if your heart's doing these four, relax, because you're doing my will. You're not going to miss my will. And here's the position in part I take in the book. When I follow the universal wills of God, these four, and none of us are going to do it perfectly, but, you know, if I'm following these four, my heart's right, and my conscience isn't condemning me, then it triggers what I say, the experience of the unique will of God. Follow these four universals and watch what happens uniquely in your life. Now, all of us would like signs, wonders, and miracles every day of our life. But that didn't happen with the prophets. It didn't happen with the apostles. Jesus, the miraculous birth, but then at age 12, we see Him astounding people with His knowledge. But not until he's 30 did the miracles even begin to happen. So He had a long stretch Himself. The point isn't that this is going to result in all kinds of wonderful, unique leadings. But over the course of one's life, there will be this sense that God is directing my steps. I just know that it's Him. And why would that happen? Because of what John said in 1 John 3:22. Whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. And I've said, start here with these four. There's more commandments than these four. But if you ignore these four, you'll ignore the rest.
Exactly.
Sure.
Right.
Does
well,
make sense?
Without a doubt. I mean, we've got to get on track. And I guess the first thing we need to acknowledge is that we're not on track. If you're not on track, then how do I get on track, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, if I was God and someone wasn't responding to what I told him to do in the first place, and then he says, hey, Lord, I know what you told me to do over here and over there and over there, but I really would like to postpone on that. What I want, can you help me make $1 million and should I start this business over here? We would all say that's foolish.
Right.
And yet, admittedly, that's how I approach God sometimes. And James himself said, we ask, but we ask with wrong motives.
No.
And so part of this idea you refer to, getting on track, that has the Lord kind of given us a rail to run on, to kind of begin. And if we get our wheels on those, you know, tracks and trust Him here, that He's not a cosmic killjoy, that He wants to respond to us, that He desires to respond the desires of our heart, but we have to let him know that we want to respond to the desires of his heart.
Exactly.
Is it fair? Fair? I mean, first things first.
Mm-hmm. Well, it reminds, again, we go back to Cain. Cain, you know, gives a less than satisfactory sacrifice, and he's not feeling good about this. Just like the rest of us at times are saying, well, you know, look, I've been praying for this billion-dollar business, and this isn't happening. And meanwhile, you know, we're out of order in these other areas and wondering why God's not blessing it. But he goes back, and it's interesting that that story comes early in the conversation with his creation in the book of Genesis to say, look at, you know, if you, another version says, if you do right, won't your sacrifice be accepted? Won't you be accepted, basically? And that's where we miss the mark, is that we think that somehow, we're going to be able to manipulate God.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And most of us are honest enough to know that. We long for God to work in our lives. And I think we are reasonable enough to know, you know what, I do need to align myself. And I think most who are listening to you are saying, well, what are those four wills?
Exactly.
How do I make sure I'm on track? How do I proceed? And that's why I wrote this book. And I talk about people who have aligned themselves with those four, got on track, as you use that beautiful metaphor, right, that things begin to happen. And wonderful things, God things begin to happen. But I also make the point in the subtitle, not the four wills of God, said the way God directs our steps, but also frees us to direct our own, that there come many moments in our life when we don't know if we should go through door A or door B, and some of us, you know, get paralyzed. And we can talk about that if you have to go on a break at this point. We'll come
well, you
back.
Heard that you heard the music, and you knew either you and I were going to dance or we had to go to break. So we'll go to a quick break. We covered one will of God and one of the commandments, and we'll cover the other three when we come back. We're visiting with Dr. Emerson Eggerich. Well, I'll tell you, his book is such a blessing, and it goes deep and it's simple at the same time. The four wills of God. We all want to know God's will for life's big decisions, small decisions too, and what would that do? What would that mean for our lives if we had total freedom and we are resting in knowing that we were living out God's will? You imagine the kind of confidence, the power and force, and what we would be able to realize in our lives, in our families' lives? Think about it. Meanwhile, while we go to break, and more from Dr. Eggerich after this.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Dr. Emerson Eggerich. His brand new book, The Four Wheels of God, The Way He Directs Our Steps and Frees Us to Direct Our Own. We start here with the four wheels. Number one, believe in Jesus Christ. Abstain from sexual sin. Give thanks in everything. Submit in doing right. Dr. Eggerich, why are these four wheels so important?
Well, you just quoted the concepts. John 6:40. Jesus said, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on that last day. And as I pointed out earlier, these are four texts, and I'll quote the other three in just a moment, that say this is the will of God. Mm-hmm. We know the generic statements, like Paul says in Ephesians 5:17, understand what the will of the Lord is, but he doesn't specifically tell us what it is that we're to understand. But here Jesus tells us, this is the will of my Father, and he identifies believing in him, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you referenced this idea of abstaining from sexual immorality. 1 Thessalonians 4:3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality. So there again, I saw as I studied the Bible 30 hours a week for those nearly 20 years, mm-hmm. for this is the will of God. It identifies it. Right. Then you come to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. There it is again. And then Peter, in 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 15, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. And so I call that submitting and doing what is right, which is what you're talking about with Cain.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what's right,
right.
And you're going to touch the heart of God. But I then put this in an acronym. Bags, B-A-G-S. This is the baggage, the godly baggage that we should carry. Believe, abstain, give thanks, and submit. And when we do this, when these are the bags, so to speak, that we carry, when we start here, there's more to God's will than these, mm-hmm. but these are highlighted in gold, as I said earlier, that there is a touching of the heart of God. There is something that happens in the heavenlies. He's our Father. He's our mm-hmm. Father in heaven. He cares about us. We're his children. And just as any earthly children, when they respond to the parents' instruction and humility and a tender heart, I mean, parents melt. Mm-hmm. And this is a visual that God has given to us. He cares about us. And when we respond to those, he's going to respond to us. Now, the question really before us is, hey, why is this important? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, most of us, you know, in Sunday school or in church, we say the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We pray that, some of us, every Sunday, thy will be done, but we haven't paused long enough to ask, well, what exactly is his will? But this is important because it's important to the Lord. He is saying, I have a will. I'm not silent. I have revealed my heart to you. And we could be overwhelmed, as we said earlier, or we could start with these four and kind of relax. And it's also important because most who are listening want to know. They have a longing to know God's purpose for their life, his will for them. They have a desire. And this is so important because sometimes they can feel, again, overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to discern some things. And one of the points I make is you're following these four wills. You're not going to miss the will of God because you're doing the will of
That's
God.
That's right. Exactly.
And you can relax. And when I discovered this many years ago, it freed me up because sometimes you come to door A or door B and you're praying, Lord, which should I go? And he doesn't reveal it. But he, given that all things are equal and you're following these four, and I point this out hugely in the book, The Four Wills of God, that you can go through door A or door B. You're doing his will.
Mm-hmm.
You can relax. He's not always going to reveal to us everything. He's given us a freedom to make certain decisions. Even the Genesis account, he wanted to see what Adam would name all the animals. There is a freedom that he's given to us, and he takes delight in seeing the choices that we make. As long as we're, though, keeping these four wills, it doesn't mean you can kind of, you know, cheat again on this.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart has to be right. But
exactly.
If you're honestly saying, I don't know left or right, and I talk about my daughter, Joy, wanting to know if she should go from L.A. to Portland. And I said, well, how are you discerning this? She said, well, I've been looking for license plates that have Oregon on them. I said, well, let's start looking for Ohio license plates.
Yeah.
You're going to see what you look for. And
exactly.
Many of us kind of set this up. I said to Joy, are you doing these four wills? And we went down through them. She said, yeah, Dad. I said, honey, relax. You can go to Portland or you can stay in L.A. As long as you're doing these four, and given all things are equal, you know, in Portland or Oregon, you know, the two choices really weren't, you know, they had basically the same opportunity. And one could even have more opportunity. The deal is what you're going to do while you're there in Portland if you move there, or what are you going to do in L.A.? That's what matters to God. And if you're doing these four, relax. She's the one that told me to write this book after many years of counseling because she said, Dad, this completely liberated me.
Exactly.
And it also is a reason that I wrote it so that we could help others who are turning to us for coaching and counseling. Many of you are godly, wise people, and people are coming to you. This book can help you free them up because one of the points we make is not only will God respond to us uniquely, but if he doesn't, he frees us to go through A or B and rest in him because we're touching his heart. I'm doing the will of God when I give thanks to him. When
exactly.
I give thanks to him in the midst of this trial, I'm doing his will.
Mm-hmm.
And this was something that set me free, and I try to convey that in this book.
Well, Emerson, I'm glad you're stressing liberty because I think that we underestimate. It's almost like we need lots of Salem moments and a deep study of God's liberty for his creation, what that means and fulfillment, you know, because that is in each of us. You know, God said, be fruitful, go out, multiply. It wasn't a theoretical, you know, hey, maybe go out and try this. I mean, it was a command. It was something that he put inside our very spirit that we, you know, like a tuning fork that is tuned to that right note. That's what we're looking for. And we know when we hit that sweet spot, and in that sweet spot, we find fulfillment, we find liberty. And I think, again, because we talk about it in such, I don't know, casual regard, that we really just do not appreciate what freedom, what God's freedom really represents, and in actuating it, what it means for our lives and our family.
Well, to that point, and most of us who have a general knowledge of the Bible realize that the message first came to the Jews,
mm-hmm.
and they were under a legalistic system, as we know. They were, you know, just weighed down. And Paul comes and preaches this freedom that's in Christ and reflects what Christ himself had said. And in fact, this so liberated the Jewish community that he had to write in his epistles, reminder, your freedom isn't a license now for sin.
Right.
Don't step beyond the boundary, but you have so much liberty. For instance, he says to the widow at the end of 1 Corinthians, you know, you're free to marry whomever you wish in the Lord. And when people say that women were oppressed in the first century, Paul is saying, gal, you can stay celibate, you can marry Harry, you can marry Joe, it doesn't make any difference. You're free to marry whomever you wish. And he's taken this theme of freedom. You are free, you are free, you are free. Now, the boundary here in the Lord, and also, as I say, if you're doing the BAGS, B-A-G, you're trusting Christ actively, you're walking in moral purity, you're giving thanks even though you don't understand why things are happening, and when you're submitting and doing what's right, when you could do what's wrong to your advantage but you choose not to, when you align yourself with those four things, you are free to move forward. And I say to people, relax, but also exactly. have a sense of anticipation that God's going to honor your life. Open your heart to this and watch what happens.
Part of the process in doing this, and it is a process, I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but what you will do in this process is you will renew your mind, or will you not?
Well, to your first point, I start here every day.
Yes.
I mean, it's exciting, actually. Mm-hmm. This is to say, am I trusting the Lord that loves me? Am I walking in moral purity? Am I giving thanks? Is there something that's upsetting me right now? I'm ticked off at, I'm mad at. Is there a thing that I could really get away with right now, you know, not report something on the insurance claim or something. I could put more money in my pocket. You know, I could hedge on this or that. But you say, you know what, I do what I do for the audience of one. And because I truly believe that if I do these things, I'm going to touch the heart of Christ. And what you have to do is realize, you know, maybe you are going to do something that the world will say is foolish. Hey, man, you could take advantage of this. Yeah, short term, it's to our benefit to cheat. There's no debate on that. But we're talking a long-term relationship with Christ and putting ourselves in a position not to rob ourselves of the internal peace we have, the clear conscience, the meaningful fellowship, the richness in prayer that you referred to earlier. I mean, there's so many benefits that you come to a point where you make a decision, you know what, I'm going this way. I'm going to go the way of Christ, and I'm going to stay aligned. And on my watch, this is who I'm going to be, even if the world chooses to go another way, because I love the Lord who loves me.
And why do you want to go back and be enslaved again?
That's the point, isn't it, that Paul is saying to the Galatians. I mean, that's exactly right. Why go back to all of this? But it comes back to this other liberating idea that Joy and I talked about, and I talk about it at length in the book. Those of you who are listening who are, you know, should I go to door A or door B? Mm-hmm. Relax. If you're keeping these four in front of you and you're acting on them every day and renewing your mind, as you referenced, you're going to be okay. Now, does that mean that God isn't going to lead you to door A versus door B? He most certainly can. He most certainly can confirm that to you in miraculous ways. There are all kinds of things he can do, and that's what we all long for. But it's interesting, in Acts, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have for them to do. It was a clear prophetic word. But then in Acts 15, they have to come together and discuss circumcision. Why didn't God tell them just to not have the Gentiles circumcised? They had to debate that for a long time. Why didn't God just give a prophetic word? He wants us to deal with these decisions sometimes, and he wants to see which way we're going to go with it.
Dr. Emerson Eggerich has been our guest, and he did dedicate the book to Joy, by the way. He says, to my daughter, Joy Eggerich Reed, for her belief in this message and determination to make sure it went to print. Last sentence says, her vision to broadcast this biblical revelation has humbled and honored me. Real special when we're humbled and honored by our children, is it not?
Oh, overwhelmed.
What a blessing. Well, all the best to you, Dr. Eggerich. I really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website. You want to be free, ladies and gentlemen? Get your hands on this book, The Four Wills of God. Thank you.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred.